To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Looking at the show sheet. And yes, Beverly Hills Cop was released today in 1984. I had a feeling there was a reason we were hearing a little Axel F. Achwell, Achmel, it's like animal to scratch. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So whole bunch going on at Funky Buddha. We go to the Panthers game tomorrow. We've got a Funky Buddha tap room right there at the Amarant Bank Arena. Funky Buddha, they've got live music Fridays and Saturdays. You head out to the tap room in Oakland Park. Been reminding you, you can give the gift of beer this holiday season with the Imperial Club. That's a members-only club that Funky Buddha has. Grants access to 5 exclusive barrel-aged beers, each with collectible unique labels every year. And so if you have a beer lover on your list, you get them an Imperial Club membership at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. And that's a great gift. And again, if you're the person who books your holiday party for work, Funky Buddha, they've got space for 15 to 500 people. They have the catering by executive chef Jeff Vincent. They book up fast. So secure your date right now at FunkyBuddha.com. And, of course, if you're going to watch the Dolphins game on Sunday, watch it at Funky Buddha. Chef Jeff is going to have a big old pastrami sandwich on the menu Sunday for you to enjoy the Dolphins-Jets game.
And it's on the other side, but Ryan Clark's son is playing for the Jets right now.
Oh, is that so? I didn't know he was on that team. Yes.
He's played sparingly in a couple games, but he's supposed to be a big part of the secondary, you know, for the rest of the season. And I guess, you know, obviously they're trying to figure out what they got in all their young players. So, yeah, you'll see Malik and you'll see Waddle and them boys running against young Joe Clark.
Wow, I did not know that. He went undrafted, right?
Yep, undrafted free agent, just like his dad.
Yeah.
Made the team, and now he's starting in his rookie year.
Oh, that's cool. I root for him. Yeah. I root for Rondé's kid. That's always fun when you have a little rooting interest for someone else on someone's team. Yeah. All right.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally.
so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Let's do headlines because we have so much going on here and we want to be able to play our chat with Chris Whittingham because this really is a huge soccer day. I said it was a football Friday, but it's really a footy Friday. You had the World Cup draw today. You have Inter Miami and Vancouver in the MLS Championship tomorrow. I mean, there's a lot of action. So let's do headlines. Oh, and by the way, we're off a touch early tonight. Preheat begins at 5:45 tonight. Preheat with Solana and Tommy Tighe starts at 5:45 tonight because the heat tip off at 7 p.m. You will hear it here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
What do you guys say we run through the games we'll keep an eye on in college football tomorrow? All the conference championship games.
Do you know what I'm rooting for as a Hurricanes fan? Because it's too much for me. I don't know what to... I need someone to really just tell me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
Texas
know, Crowder.
Texas Tech has to whoop BYU's butt.
Yep.
So Texas Tech big over one. BYU. I need that more than anything.
That you should want them to beat BYU by 40. And then all Georgia whoop Alabama. But if BYU falls out, that's very good for the Canes.
Okay.
I don't think it'll matter, truthfully, but yeah, that is – I remember Dono telling us, like, we need Texas Tech to just roll BYU so that there's really no question about BYU, who's currently, I believe, the 11 seed in making the college football playoff.
And if BYU upsets Texas Tech, forget about it being close. If they win
– Curtains.
It's curtains.
Curtains.
Curtains, okay. Yeah.
That game is at noon. That's the first game.
Oh, all right.
4 p.m. I don't know if anybody will watch this. I mean, Georgia, Alabama. I don't know how many eyeballs will be tuned in for that.
Who cares about the SEC?
Seriously.
Y'all better hope Alabama gets whooped.
What channel's that on? Whammy? Whammy 69?
Nice.
Y'all are haters.
The game I think everybody will be locked into, the ACC championship game, of course, that features five-loss Duke.
Manny Virginia. Diaz, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Virginia, yeah. Duke, that'll be at 8 p.m.
That's a big one. Yeah. And that's why they put that at prime time.
That's right.
Yeah, great showing for the ACC, guys. Good job.
Yeah.
That's the that happens to be the only game on prime time, along with Ohio State, Indiana, of course, number one versus two at 8 p.m.
I mean, I dare you to pick one of those over the other. It's almost impossible.
Is Virginia and Duke ranked?
Virginia is.
Duke
Virginia
can't be.
Is.
Can they? With five losses? Duke can't be.
Duke is not. Virginia is, I believe they're 22nd in the nation. 17
versus 40 is y'all's conference championship.
Hey, let me tell you something. Anyone can take two good teams and throw them in a conference championship. It takes a special conference to take two crappy teams and put them in a conference championship game.
This is. It's magic.
What's going on there also, Hawk? You know, how does Big 12 gets noon kickoff up against nobody? SEC, 4 p.m. up against nobody. The ACC has to go up against the Big 10. Like, the ACC's a joke. What's
They're
going
terrible.
On there?
Everything they do is just is like stupefying.
You know what? Honestly, I think they're trying to take their eyes off that game.
You know what? It's not right. They would play it at midnight if they would play it at midnight if they could get the teams to agree.
Fellas, who are we putting out there? When
you
does Ohio
just
State
flip
play?
A coin? You want to flip a coin? And
tonight you have the Conference USA Championship game: Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State, Sun Belt Championship, Troy versus James Madison, number 25. And number 24, Texas, plays at number 20, Tulane. Tulane apparently believes they have a chance at making it. American Athletic Championship, the AAC. That's on ABC. UNLV, Boise State.
Settle down, Tulane.
UNLV, Boise State. The Mountain West Championship game is on Fox tonight.
All right.
It's funny. James Madison is Billy Napier's new job.
That's right. That's right.
So why aren't we up in arms about James Madison getting rid of their head coach while they're heading to the conference championship?
Because they're not going to the college football playoffs, are they?
No,
they're not. Number four team in the nation.
That's just disrespectful. They should have some loyalty to their old coach.
They are 11-1. You know what the James Madison team name is? What they're called?
Bulldogs? Boy, I didn't know. I had to look it up.
No idea.
I didn't know this either until the other day.
Dukes.
Jimmy knows his stuff, man.
No, he blurted out Bulldogs first, and then he looked it up, and he saw
No, I
Dukes.
Did not look it up.
But you yelled
who
out Bulldogs.
Who said Bulldogs? I didn't even hear him
no,
say
when
Bulldogs.
When I said Bulldogs, I realized, no, it's Dukes.
You were talking about Georgia. The James Madison Dukes?
The Dukes.
Huh.
Like
Mount Rushmore of Dukes? Got Mortimer University? Duke. Mortimer Duke from Trading Places.
Mike Krzyzewski.
The Duke of Sussex.
Oh, that's a good one. The Earl of Sandwich. I may have gotten the game wrong.
Is it like the Royal Duke? Is that what they go by, the Dukes?
Sir Duke from Stevie Wonder.
That's right.
Dukes of Hazzard. Someone
Dukie
puts on
Hauser?
The chat.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Dukie Hauser. That's a good one. Dukie Lang.
Dukie Lang. We're not putting the Duke Blue Devils in there, I imagine.
No. Dukie from Green Day. Legendary album. No, Jimmy?
It's spelled differently.
Oh, thanks.
Good job, Jimmy.
Doogie Howser isn't
Jimmy.
Even Duke at all. It's Doogie. I didn't hear you object to Doogie Howser, you jackass.
Tighten his ass up, Jimmy. Tighten him up, Jimbo. Jimmy woke up this segment. Jimmy, get
it. The things people take issue with on this show. Solana can't get past matching salaries. Jimmy's worried about how Green Day's out of spelling the album. He's blurting out Doogie Howser. Nobody's saying boo.
Boo. Do you know what like rank in British royalty the Duke ranks in?
Third.
Seven.
No, it is third. You got it.
Is it really? Yeah, I was just goofing around with a number. I thought it was like a some sort of official title or something.
No, I mean, you got king and queen.
So it goes king, queen, duke?
No, you got king and queen are the same because you either have a king or you have a queen. Prince, princess, duke, and duchess, which are the same.
How about that?
Yeah.
Third.
That's awesome. What is Sussex?
That's the House of Sussex. That's the like the originating family, I believe, that the current royal family is. I think it comes from the House of Sussex. I didn't watch that show, and I'm not really a big royal, but that's where I think it comes from.
Oh, every time I hear something that just of Sussex pops in my mind, that's why I ask.
No, according to AI. Overview. Sussex is a historic county and cultural region in the south of England, historically the Kingdom of Sussex.
Mm. But isn't that where that family of monarch comes from? Like, aren't they from the House of Sussex?
No, I believe the House of Sussex is just from the Kingdom of Sussex.
I'm not so certain.
I do love, my favorite part of every show is the part where we just get things incredibly wrong.
We don't.
That's why I was laughing.
Just the part of the show.
I believe it's this. Nope. Oh, you got me early this week on the cardinal tree.
Oh. The Duke. The NFL football, the pigskin. How could we forget?
I don't know. It says here, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. They use Sussex as their family name, which also applies to their children, Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet. especially in everyday situations, reflecting their royal titles as their de facto surname.
Hmm.
So they use, it's like, I think it's Harry Sussex and Meghan Sussex and Archie and Lilibet Sussex.
Well, I like it because it's got sex in it.
And you're sus.
He's sus, and they said.
All right, anything else? Because I want to have enough time with Whittingham, who I also believe is part of the House of Sussex.
Believable.
Yeah.
Aaron Brewer's questionable for the game. Elijah Campbell's questionable for the game. Ify Melifonwu was questionable for the game. Justin Fields is out. And Marcelino McCrary-Ball is out for the New York Jets. Tony Adams is questionable. Quantes Stiggers is questionable for the game as well.
What you got?
And just to wrap I pronounce that S&T hard, bro. I pronounce that S&T hard. And I don't worry, fellas, to wrap up headlines
like when
here.
When you see Kike Hernandez pop up in a headline, you go, hope you pronounce that Kike.
We all, you guys ganged up on me on Giannis, and bam, we all ignored the Marcel-Louis Jacques tweet about how Riley Patterson has been reliable and as reliable as anybody could have hoped this season. That's fine. You guys ignored that.
You did nail it with Riley Patterson. I give you that. All right. Anything else before we get to Whittingham?
Thank you very much. Your weather right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the 60s. That is brought to you by my very good friends over at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Oh.
The Costco guys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.